Yo, what up, my bitches? Holla at your boys. Hey! Along with the homie Big Sexy. And y'all know, you know what? The homie Jose is out there. Jose, what's up, man? What's up? Listen to these shows and write a comment, player.
Yeah, anyway, speak your ass up.
We want all of y'all to speak up.
You ain't a friend of the show unless you speak up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we won't give you no shout-outs unless you shout us out on our comment board. Yeah. Except for Mac. Mac can earn. Already. Yeah, y'all gonna hear from
Mac. Mac is already in the fam.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, today's show, I mean, 90% of our shows revolve around trying to hook you bitches up with some pussy.
Yes.
Let's keep it real. 90%. Yeah. And apparently, according to Will, we haven't succeeded so far. So, if you can't get some pussy, then second best would be hooking your friend up, right?
I would hope so. I mean, like, yeah, you know. So, I mean, why not? I mean, for real.
You would think so.
Yeah.
So today we're going to tell you Wingman 101.
Yes.
And this if you can't get pussy, at least you're going to help your friend get some.
Mm-hmm. Shit, man. If you're both running from a tiger, man, don't trip the guy. Push him forward. You know what I'm saying?
Well.
Yeah, kind of.
Maybe push him to the side.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Yeah, whatever.
Had a little hiccup.
You don't want to know what that was. Anyways. So, yeah, Wingman 101. If you can't do it, maybe somebody can do it.
Hopefully. That's why y'all go out, right? I mean, for real? Come on.
Hopefully. So, yeah, okay. Wingman 101, the basics.
Yes.
The basic rule of being a wingman is sometimes you gotta know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
You gotta have a lot of different roles. You gotta know when to...
Sometimes you gotta take one for the team, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You gotta sometimes be an accomplice, a distraction. What else? There's so many different roles you have to play as a wingman. So many different roles.
Definitely. Okay, let's talk about the 2-on-2 game.
Okay. Alright.
The 2-on-2 game. Let's say that your friend, we'll call him Skeet.
Alright.
Okay, let's say that you're out with him, we'll call you William. Okay. I'll just narrate. I know how to be a wingman, so I'll just narrate.
Well, okay. I can bring up some hey.
We'll bring up some shit too. We both know how, but we don't exercise the one.
Because sometimes it's funny. It really is.
You got to get to that point.
Though. Yeah. You got to
know the game before you can start playing the game.
Yeah. Because sometimes it's funny to play your friends like only.
Really?
Only,
you do that? Really?
Well, you know.
I didn't know that. Really?
No. Yeah. Whatever. Come on.
Really? You fight playing?
No. Look. Sometimes it's funny to see your friend squirm, and you do
that's
it on purpose. You
I do that
it on
shit purpose. All the time.
Yeah, he does. He fucking does. He does.
If
all
right. You can still get some pussy after me fucking up your game, you earn that shit. You earn that shit. Anyway.
Big Sexy has fucked up some game, too.
I know I have. I did it on purpose.
Yeah, I know.
I'll tell you before what's going on.
I knew he was doing
it. My
favorite's
like, yo, watch this. Yeah. Did he tell you that he used to save baby monkeys?
Alright, let's go.
Anyway, the 2-on-2 game. You, William, your boy, Skeet. Let's say one of the girls is feeling Skeet. It's obvious.
It's not unlikely either.
Okay. There's a definite chemistry, there's a definite connection going on. And then the other girl, she's not feeling you. Let's just say.
Yeah.
For the sake of argument, William.
We're not picking on you now either.
At least I didn't say it was a guy. Anyways, she's not feeling you. But you know for a fact a friend is feeling Skeet. What do you do? I'm asking you, what do you do?
Okay, alright.
Help the boys.
Well, you gotta...
Help William, help you.
I mean, like, depending on how tight you are with that person.
Yeah, well, assuming you gotta be pretty tight. If you're going out wingman style.
Yeah, you gotta be tight with
the person. Yeah, you gotta be pretty tight.
Now, there's some times where you go out with people and you just say, you just happen to be at the same place with somebody and you may not want to take one for the team that night. But this is almost a no-brainer. You gotta take one for the team if it's your boy.
You gotta, I don't want to say make
you
her like you.
You don't have to.
I don't want to say you gotta make her like you, but you gotta do something to keep her attention
That's
on
right.
you.
That's right. You gotta run a distraction play because or something.
That chick, if she's not interested in what's going on...
She's the purse holder we talked about. Yeah,
that bitch will fuck up everybody's game with the whole place.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, and most importantly, her girlfriend, who she's jealous of now because her girlfriend's getting some action and she's not.
And she's sitting there holding her purse all night.
She would fuck
up. While her homegirl is dancing. Her homegirl is dancing, having a good time, and she ain't doing shit.
Getting her booty rubbed upon by Skeet's dick.
Yeah, now this is the thing. This is the thing. Hopefully, and this is where guys get mixed up too, because guys are always like, all right, if I go ahead and have to take one for the team, he gonna think I'm gonna have to fuck this bitch, or I'm gonna have to be with this chick, or whatever. You don't have to, dog.
You don't have to, but I mean,
let me put it like this, man.
Who are you? Who else you fucking?
Yeah, that's true too. That's true too. Yeah, come on. So yeah, I mean, you know, might want
everybody
to.
Everybody is fucking ugly bitch.
Yeah. Oh, no, please. Please.
Yeah, we gotta
please.
Do that show.
Oh, God.
We gotta do that show.
Shit, we can actually have him call in on that show and invite cuss me out.
Invite T back out.
Is this Skeet?
Oh, shit. Thought I'd get rid of you. Just like the clap. What you gotta do is you gotta keep that bitch's attention. Whether it's buying her a drink, whether it's dancing, whether it's talking about politics.
She might own, let me put it like this. When your friend takes his girl back to the house, or it might be her house that y'all actually
exactly,
went back
yeah.
to. She, and it might.
That's what I'm saying. It's a two-on-two game no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
If one of you guys got to be John Stockton.
Yeah, that's right.
There's only one John Stockton, there's only one Karl Malone.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has to dish out the bounce passes, someone's going to duck the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're going to be the wingman, you got to accept that John Stockton role.
True,
even if
true.
That means fucking with the ugly bitch.
Fucking with the
bitch who doesn't want anything to do
with it. And it goes both ways. Some days it'll be you doing it. Some days it'll be your partner doing it. It just happens like that.
Yeah.
So you gotta know when to...
Well, give us some more examples on how you can keep that bitch's attention.
Oh,
buy her a drink. That's the easiest way.
Oh, yeah. You gotta be
friendly.
That's
the easiest way. Buy her a drink. Ask her questions about her.
And let me tell you like this. Me, for... I pulled so many wingman moves. What's gonna happen
when,
is
what?
Oh my! All right, girls aren't stupid either. Girls are so not stupid. They're not stupid.
They're not. Yeah.
So the minute you walk up there, the two of you walk up there, they already know a 2-on-2 game is about to go down.
Yeah.
So they're already like they already got their game together. So what's happening is maybe they're in sync, maybe they're not in sync with their game. So I'm gonna guarantee you this. The one that's not having a good time, she's probably going to be looking over her shoulder the whole time she's talking to you, like seeing what her friend is doing. Like,
exactly.
What is she doing now?
That's what I'm saying. That's
what is
she
doing now?
You have to keep her attention. Because if she starts peeping game over there, then you just fucked yourself and you just fucked your boy.
So you gotta. And then, let me put it like this.
Take her for a walk.
I'm going to tell you like this, straight up. A wingman play today can be a pimp player play tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
you really can.
So let's say you go out and you become the best wingman out there that next day, and you see those girls out at the club the next weekend, and they have another friend that didn't come that last weekend. Oh man, still in the game.
Exactly,
you're still in the game.
Maybe that the unattractive, unattentive girl. Maybe she didn't want you, but at least now she knows that you're a decent guy.
That's true.
She knows that you weren't just trying to work her over and be a dick and just try to fuck her. No matter, even if she didn't want you, so she thinks, oh well. Her, the new friend's like, oh, he's kind of cute. Then she's going to step in like,
and,
oh,
yeah,
word up.
And she a co-sign for you. She a
like,
co-sign.
Like, I didn't like him. He ain't all that, but, you know, he bought me a drink and stuff.
He's more your type.
Yeah.
He's more your type.
So you're in the game. So help. See, look at it.
Yeah.
Helping others can help you.
That's right.
Check that shit out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Yeah,
who knew?
Yeah, that's pretty dope. That's Wingman 101 so far. Okay, mm-hmm. What else? As a wingman, too, I'll tell you this. This works both ways. Where you wingmaning? When you wingmaning for each other. And we've been doing this shit since like the first day we met.
Mm-hmm.
We still do this shit. Whenever you're talking to a girl about something, you say something and she doesn't believe you. It's like, oh, you don't believe me? Go ask E.
Oh, yeah.
And no matter what, the co-sign, no matter what. It's like, oh, yeah, Big Sexy was saying he did this. It's like, of course he does.
Yeah, you got a co-sign.
Oh, no matter what, you always say yes.
Mm-hmm. Got a co-sign.
Go ask E.
If Big Sexy was in the Peace Corps and he saved 1,000 little refugees or whatever, you know what? I was there. I saw
it.
Yes, he did. I saw it. I saw it go down. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you always got a co-sign.
Always got a co-sign. No matter what, how stupid it is, You can clown on him later.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck did you get me into?
But always cosign. When in doubt, always cosign.
Like, you were in NOM? Always cosign. That's one of the best parts about Wingman, because that shit can be funny as hell. And then when you get advanced, you can not cosign.
Yeah. But you gotta know. Yeah, you gotta
know the game before you can play the game. So. Like, you now, it's like, really?
Yeah, because right now, like, our buddy that we brought up in this section, Will, man, we don't even know if you got Wingman on your team, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As far as the tap-tap move, getting back to that, I mean, with a good Wingman...
Oh, the tap-tap move by itself, it's not... You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's the hook shot of moves.
Yeah.
It really is. We talked about this. It's the hook shot of moves. But, you know, like, let's say, you know, even if you miss, you got... Let's say like this: you got the Showtime Lakers out there.
Yeah.
If you got a good wingman,
snatch the rebound.
You get a rebound, you get it right back. Another.
My boy was feeling you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
You may not get what seemed like a hard hook shot at first may turn into an easy layup.
Yeah.
So,
let's talk about it from the Karl Malone standpoint. How to use the wingman? How to use the pick? How to use the pick move?
Okay. All right. Sometimes you know I do this.
Yeah.
You know I sometimes. Sometimes you got to let your boys know your targets. You got to let them know your targets.
That's actually one of the key things about that. You got to be on the same page.
Yeah.
You got to be on the same page.
I mean, like, we, right now, me and the homie Big Sexy, we can probably go into it blindly.
Yeah.
And go, like, you know, like, based off of, like, our game is, we've been knowing each other so long, we can bust it off of hand signals, like, like baseball.
Not even hand signals, like an eyebrow.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, I mean.
This is us right here.
Yeah. But, you know, if you ain't tight with people like that, then you need to get on the same page with them before y'all start playing the game.
Yeah, you have to be on the same page. Especially if you're gonna be the wingman who's gonna use the pick.
Mm-hmm.
If you're gonna use the game, you have to have your friends on your back. Mm-hmm. Or it's just not gonna work. Hold on.
Alright, so you gotta pick your target, basically.
Yeah, and you gotta be on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And okay.
So you tell your homeboy, like, or you may have been, maybe you may not have even known you were going to go after her. Maybe you was like, oh, man, check her ass out. And you didn't stop looking at her ass the whole night. And in your head, you're like, all right, man, I'm going to do it. So you let your homeboy know, like, man, I'm going to make a move. And your homeboy's like, all right. So now you got to look around and see what else she's working
with. Because
if you walk in there alone, you could be walking into a pit full of lions.
Yeah, that's when you see all these hidden bitches coming, like, oh.
Oh, yeah. The blockers.
Who are you? Yeah, the blockers.
You know, we brought up the blockers before.
We brought the blockers.
So the blockers.
That's why you need your fullback. You call your fullback in.
Yep.
Get your Moose Johnson on.
Yeah, man. See, that's how it is. Yeah. Shit, man. You know, hey, Brandon Jacobs and Ward. You know, that's the running game of today, you know.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's say you found your your target. You got your boys with you, like, all right, I'm ready to do this. Now, you know, if you got more than one wingman, you can run a wishbone offense or whatever, you know, have them just clear the middle for you. But if you got one wingman only,
Yeah, what if it's two of us versus, like, five of them?
Oh, see, that's always a hard one.
How do we break that? The wedge buster.
Yeah.
How do we do that?
Because then you got
to... I'm not going to say impossible, but to snatch that one girl out of a crowd... That's hard as fuck.
You know what works, in all honesty? And it's a word for me and Big Sexy, but what works, honestly, if you're going to a place, if you're at a place where you know the people, like the bartenders and shit,
you may want
to have them run a little interference to kind of let them know where y'all coming from. Like, let's say if they're at the bar and they're drinking it up, you may want to walk over to the bar like, hey, what's up? Right through them to say what's up to the bartender. And then right when you're talking to the bartender, they're looking at you saying what's up to the bartender. They're watching everything going on. And then that's when you casually look over to your homeboy and, you know, you may say, hey, you want a drink? Big Sexy has seen this game before. He says, all right, I want a drink or whatever. And then because y'all are so close, like next to each other, and you're already sparking conversation with the bartender already knows the game. The bartender has seen you there plenty of times. They're already co-signed for your game. They're probably, you know, you're already cool with the bartender, hopefully.
Okay. All right,
and that's a whole different level of game. So,
my bad.
So, your homeboy, then you know you're already wedged into the five defense or whatever.
Yeah.
You're already wedged
five
in.
Five boroughs.
Yeah. Offensive
line, five of them.
So your wingman right now. You have your target. Whoever you are, you have your target. One out of the five. Now this is where your wingman can pick up the slack, and this is where it's good to be a wingman because now you have the potential of four targets.
Yeah. You can pull them.
So, since you're already there, you make an icebreaker about, you know, getting a drink. You make an icebreaker about what you've been drinking or whatever. And before you can even get your sentence out, or right when you're finishing it, since that defense is opened up for a split second, the person that was going after that target, they're on it. They're on it.
It could be wide open.
Yeah.
It could set up a big hole.
Mm-hmm. So you got
to get cool enough with the bartender. I mean, maybe he'll throw shots on everybody, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's air support on the ground game.
But that's, you know what, that's all in the plan. Like, you know, that's when we get to, you know, are you playing with home field advantage, or are you not playing with home field advantage?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're not playing with home field advantage and you're trying to wedge a five set like that.
Yeah, that's damn impossible.
Yeah, yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
No matter how much she's feeling you, too. I mean, if you go try and snatch her out of her crew.
I'm going to tell you like this. I was making out with chicks on the dance floor. Like, all right, we about to leave, and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm ready to go. And then the minute the club ends, it's like people I never even knew. Like, hey, all right, yeah, we're
going
to take
her.
We're going.
Yeah, we're like, thanks all right, for buying her a bunch of drinks.
Yeah. I didn't even buy her a drink, but it was like, stupid. You know what I'm saying? I remember this one specific thing. I was like, whoa, all right, fine, all right, peace.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I mean, that's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah, I mean, you ain't going to win them all, fellas, but, you know.
No, but I mean you got to keep going out there with your wingman.
Yeah, and then the thing is, like, you know, we're not telling you how you're going to win them all, but at least if you jump in, you can't play the game. I mean, you ain't going to have a chance of winning unless you play.
Here's another part of it, too. Knowing when to be the wingman and when to be the front man.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes, maybe you might be feeling this girl, and you might go after her, but then in your 2x2 game, the girl that you like looks over at me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you got to give that, like, the switch technique.
Yeah, you got to do that. You know what? The thing about that is fucking important. That is fucking important.
I know. Shit.
You got to. Whenever that shit is recognized, you got to jump on that quick. So.
Especially, yeah, because, like I said, if one of the guys is feeling one of the girls, but if you know damn well as a guy, you got very little control in the situation.
Right,
regardless.
Right.
So whoever the girls choose, that's where you gotta go. So you might be this dude, the super confident skeet type dude, going in there after one girl. She doesn't like him. All of a sudden, you gotta take the back seat and you gotta be the wingman and keep the other bitch company.
Hey, you know what? You gotta be prepared for that shit too.
Yeah.
You gotta be prepared for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you done shit.
Part of the job of being a good wingman is knowing that your homeboy will be the good wingman for you.
Right.
Because it goes both ways.
Right.
So, yeah, there you go. I mean,
is there anything left to say? We covered some stuff, but I mean, like, I know everybody else got some different techniques, but it's an honor respect thing to be a wingman out there.
Yeah, it definitely is.
You guys gotta.
If you're looking out for each other, then I mean, shit could go down.
If you never had a good wingman, should we talk about how to be a shitty wingman?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, shitty wingman.
Try and fuck them both.
Yeah. Shitty wingman, you know, it's classic examples. It almost seems like it's, you know, like a no-brainer, but, you know, a shitty wingman to try and hit at all the chicks and not hook up any of his homeboys.
Shitty wingman is selfish.
Yeah, shitty wingman will downplay his homeboys sometimes.
Yeah. He didn't do that.
Yeah. A shitty wingman will do... Yeah. A shitty wingman is a.
I got the shitty wingman skills down too.
Oh yeah, he does. Oh, he's got the shitty wingman. Yeah,
a
shitty
wingman enough so I can get shitty wingman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's funny.
Now,
because we didn't play so long, it's like a chess game. It's funny to see him do shitty wingman game.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, it makes me want to hype my game
and
up.
You
got to
work your game.
Yeah. That's real. So it's good to have your boy, you know, on the next level to be a shitty wingman because then it's like, all
you
right.
You got to earn it, though. You got to earn
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
To still get the respect and be a shitty wingman, you got to earn that.
Yeah, yeah, because that's tough.
Yeah.
If you pull that out, then you got something to brag about.
Yeah, downplaying your homie, that'll shit it up.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to hit on all the girls, that'll shit it up.
Mm-hmm.
Not co-signing the game.
Yeah. Telling the girl how many dudes that guy's fucked at that particular club. I mean, how many girls that dude that guy's fucked at that particular club?
It's like, yeah, I mean, he's clean now.
Yeah,
but
yeah. last Tuesday, last Thursday, last Saturday. You know. So.
You sure he didn't give it to you already?
In a bathroom, in a parking lot.
Yeah. You mean specifically?
Yeah. On the table, behind the bar.
Yeah. So yeah, those are ways to fuck it up. It's a push and pull game.
Yeah.
And, you know, take one for the team.
Yeah. And
eventually the whole team will prosper.
That's the idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's the way it works.
Alright. Yes, indeed. Once again, we're talking about Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve, where can you go to get 50% off porn and porn products?
Huh? Everything, 50% off. Put in the promo code THEBUSH.
Plug that shit in.
THEBUSH, in case you missed it.
Yeah.
We haven't said it enough in the past 6 months.
I know, all of y'all are waiting for that last day to all buy your porn at once.
Oh, yeah. I think it's February 11th. That's the last day. So you better jump on it now. The 10th, watch it. Oh, that would be so funny. Anyways, yeah, adamandeve.com, promo code THEBUSH, 50% off everything. Movies, toys, lube, games, lingerie, condoms, everything. 50% off.
Yep. All right. Well, y'all know how to get at it.
We told you enough shit.
Yeah, I think they got it, right?
GetRightFitness.com.
Mm-hmm. Go on there. Get your workout on, you know.
So. Y'all should be knowing.
Mm-hmm. If y'all don't know, now you know.
Yeah.
So, all right. Next time around.